This is the Jeff Horovitz Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
All right, wrapping up the week, a busy program. Glenn Least from WT Wealth Management, Gerald Celente from the Trends Journal. The Jeff Horovitz Show starts now. All right, welcome, folks. Thanks for listening. Jeff Horovitz here. Happy to be here with you today as we wrap up another extremely busy week. And like I said yesterday, it's going to be an extremely busy first hour of the program here. Coming up in just a second, we're going to have our weekly market update, and we're going to get onto a bunch of topics, including employment issues and will this stuff last as far as some of the trends that have happened the past year, Zoom, things like that, and some of the advances we've made. We'll talk about that. Glenn Least from WT Wealth Management. Speaking of trends, the publisher of the Trends Journal, Gerald Celente, he's coming on every month, once a month. We've got a bunch to touch on, including inflation and a bunch of other issues, so stick around for that as well. And if you've got a comment, always love your comments. Go ahead and chime in on the Just Wireless listener line, 877-971-3971. Also, email talkwithjeff@icloud.com. But Glenn, Glenn Least, WTWealthManagement.com. You can check it out there. Glenn, another busy week in the markets. And last week when we spoke, we had John on, and we were talking about inflation, and now it's just like it's all you hear now is inflation.
Yeah, no, becoming more of a relevant thing, especially as we're going to the gas pump and we're going to the grocery store, or you happen to be building a house, you definitely are finding out what inflation is all about because prices are rising. I actually just saw somewhere that the average cost to build a house is now up $36,000 just because of the increased cost. So, and that's just from same time last year. So we're definitely feeling the effects of higher costs at a lot of different places.
Yeah, I bought some lumber this week, and it like the 2x4 went up overnight like a buck. So it's hitting all over the place. And I think it's just there's a lot of money out there. People are pumping money into certain things. We have I've been talking this week about supply shortages when it comes to like chlorine, chicken, just on and on. It's happening all over the place, and I think a lot of it has to do also with it's hard to find people to work. Now the Governor Ducey signed an executive order saying that you basically, I mean, recap that. It was basically, you got to actually like be looking for work. You can't just stay at home.
Yeah. So earlier this week, they basically made changes to the unemployment process to basically say you have to actively be looking for work and show that you're part of the process to go and find work and interviewing, that sort of thing. Because before this week, they kind of removed that criteria to get unemployment benefits, which, you know, during COVID, you know, if you didn't want to go to work because, you know, you're afraid of, you know, getting sick at work or for whatever reason, I think that may have made sense. But I think the time has come and gone to, you know, have that criteria. You know, we need to have some criteria for unemployment, you know, because, it is causing problems in the workforce where employers can't find good people, and especially in the lower level jobs. I mean, if your unemployment's paying you similar to what you're earning at your job, I could definitely see why people are torn between going back to work or collecting unemployment. And it's, you know, I even saw that McDonald's in Florida was paying people $50 just to show up to a job interview, even if they didn't get the job. Just show up, and we'll give you $50, and you know, maybe some French fries too. But you know, it highlights how much of an issue it is to find good work right now.
Yeah, and it's predictable results. I mean, let's be honest, Glenn. I mean, I love what I do, and I wouldn't decide to sit at home because you gave me an equal amount to do that. I want to come in here and do this every day. Yeah, I think you're the same way. But let's be honest. Yeah, I've had a lot of jobs in the past where I'm like, this job really sucks. And if you're going to pay me the same to stay at home, I don't have to get in the car. I don't have to buy lunch. I mean, it's human nature. You're going to take advantage of that, and people did and continue to do so.
Yep. You know, one of my mentors always told me that people respond to financial incentives. Yeah. So if you create a financial incentive to, you know, not work or, you know, not have to have the hassle. I mean, some of the jobs that I worked for when I first got to Flagstaff were tough jobs. I mean, so I've worked for minimum wage. I know what it's like. And it's not fun, you know, especially in the restaurant service industry. You would think that that would be an easy job, but it's actually surprisingly stressful and fast paced. So, you know, if I was presented with the offer of, you know, collecting unemployment, you know, and having a similar wage or working really hard, I could just see why human nature, you know, why people struggle with that decision. And then no judgment on it, but definitely in the economic world, we we need to look at that and say, hey, how do we revamp this so that way we can get good people back to work and not incentivize people not to work, because that's just is not helpful for anyone. And yeah, we need to have people need purpose. They need something to do and you know, go to and put their time and talents and energies towards. Yeah. So it's not healthy staying at home and not doing anything.
I'd rather sit at home, watch Netflix than clean the grease fryer, the fryer out. Right. I mean, that's not fun, but okay. I think people are, you're hearing the same thing I'm hearing though. People are having a hard time finding employees right now. I saw, I reported on this earlier in the week, some company restaurant group out of Prescott, they were like offering community college as an incentive. So this is kind of the new thing for now. It's a good time to go out there and get ahead at this point, because you've been around a while. You never know what's going to happen 3 months from now, 6 months from now. So take advantage of this. Employees are in demand, so you can write your ticket.
Deal. If you can work for a restaurant and they'll help you with community college, I mean that seems pretty attractive.
By the way, that was one more bit of news this week. The legislature passed a bill that allows community college to offer 4-year degrees, and Governor Ducey did sign it. So that is something that's coming to Arizona. So you can maybe get a cheaper degree by staying in those community colleges. So I just wanted to note that real quick. Well, let me ask
you, where was that when I was getting my degree?
Yeah. Or where was the free college? You know, if you already paid off your degree or didn't go into debt or whatever, and now you get
free. I saw that. What is it? They'll repay back $10,000. I don't know if that's currently in place. They're looking at it. Okay. But it's still, I think that whole issue is, you know, because what happens if I took $10,000 and bought a work truck and started a construction business? Do I get that repaid? It's just a different type of investment in my career. So those are good questions. I don't know how you answer those.
Yeah,
want people feeling left out. Yeah.
There's a fairness issue that, I did not go to college, but believe me, I paid for my education in other ways.
Here,
So, exactly. So, all right, folks, we're talking with Glenn Least, Senior Investment Advisor at WT Wealth Management. Okay, do you think that going forward, Glenn, some of these trends that you and I have been talking about the last several months, like we got the Zoom thing, we've got just people Teladoc, the DocuSign, all this stuff. Are people going to say, I'm back at the office? Does this stuff fade away? The Netflix had the boom, you know, all this stuff that we got used to having in the more virtual world, I guess you'd say. Has it peaked?
You know, here's a good question. So now that you have a smartphone and you're used to using a smartphone and having access to all that and having the convenience, would you ever go back to a flip phone?
Yes, I actually would like a rotary phone, but
you would like a rotary. No, I think that's a good question, because once we get used to some of these convenience of these technologies, we're probably going to adopt them into our lifestyle permanently, reason. I mean, you know, why would I want to go in and spend 2 hours at Sam's Club if I could do the, you know, ship to my front doorstep, even if COVID's not an issue anymore? Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of them are here to stay. Now, will they still be used at the same high level as before? I think maybe it'll cool off a little bit, but I don't think some of these technologies are going anywhere. Once we're used to it, it's really hard to not use those technologies. Like Zoom, for example, we're actually just looking at our trading meeting the other day of TSA numbers, and they're still not up to where they are, you know, a year ago, even though things are opening back up. And so part of it, we're wondering, is it because people are not doing as much business travel because they can use Zoom and it's more cost efficient and faster? I mean, nothing ever replaces in-person meetings, because those are probably the most effective for communication wise, but Zoom has, you know, definitely grown a lot of steam, and I don't think they're going to do away with it completely. I think people are going to still use that quite a bit in their daily life and in their business life too.
No, and I hit on this, maybe it was yesterday's show, another bill that passed and got signed into law in Arizona, and I think Arizona and Goldwater Institute was heavily involved with this. Telemedicine was written into law, that you can do that in Arizona and continue to do that. That it was like a temporary thing, I think the past year because of COVID. So Governor Ducey, the legislature passed and Governor Ducey signed the telemedicine bill. And I brought this up. I said, hey, if you're in a rural place, I used my kids getting poison ivy as an example. I know it's poison ivy. Why should I go into the doctor and spend that time driving and sit in the room with all the other sick people when I know I just need some ointment? I can do a 15-minute telemeeting. And I think, and you have some of these in your portfolio there. I mean, I don't think that goes away, Glenn. I don't think you put that genie back in the bottle.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point. What if you're in a rural community and the choice of practitioners you have is okay at best. I mean, what if you live in, you know,
like
somewhere
witch
in the White
doctor,
Mountains?
Which doctor or something? I don't, not the White Mountains. They have real doctors. But like if you're in the middle of, I'm going to get myself in trouble here.
Or what if you only have maybe 5 or 10 physicians in your area and they all have full practices, you know, looking for to find another one? I mean, Teladoc allows you to pretty much have access to anyone across the states. And that actually allows people to specialize too. So if you're an Arizona-based, you know, medical practitioner and you say, hey, I really want to focus in on this one particular subset of medicine, now you're not, you know, confined by your geographic location. You can, you know, practice that medicine across the entire state. And we're seeing that with, you know, medical practitioners. They say, hey, I just want to focus in on just this one thing, and everyone across the nation can now have access to me and I can practice medicine via these platforms. And, you know, specialization is always a great thing in the market. You know, I want someone that all they do is that one particular item. I don't want someone that does, you know, jack of all trades and a master of none. I want the master of that particular craft.
Yeah.
No, so that I makes think sense. It's a great thing.
Well, actually you bring up a good example, and back to my poison ivy example, the kids get it. And there may not be enough poison ivy instances or cases in a smaller community. This happened actually in Camp Verde, but there could be a poison ivy specialist that's available for Teladoc because it opens up the whole state and maybe beyond eventually nationwide. You could find that. Now you're not going to do Teladoc like you got a gunshot wound. I mean, there's obviously exactly, limitations here, but there's a lot of times, how many times you've been to the doctor, Glenn, or you got kids too. You're like, oh my God, I got to go for this prescription. I know exactly what I need.
Exactly. And it's funny you bring it up. I actually see a specialist out of Florida because of the exact same. I have a normal regular care doctor in Flagstaff, but the specialist in Florida, because that's their specialty. And I couldn't find anyone in Arizona that was really top notch in their field that really I jived with. So yeah, I think it makes perfect sense. Will it replace it? No. Will it be a nice compliment? Absolutely. Especially as the baby boomer generation continues to age. Where all of us continue age and we have more of an older population, I think having that technology is pivotal to providing, you know, a high level of care. And maybe you don't want to travel so you can use it. So some of these technologies, I just don't think are going away. I think right now the market's kind of readjusting to figure out how, what their place is going to be. But if I'm looking the next 6 months to a year, I know that they're going to have a place in our society. It's just, you know, we just need to become more aware of that and understand what the relevance is.
You may weed out some companies. I mean, look, the internet didn't go away after the internet boom and bust of the late 90s or early 2000, right? Yep. I mean, it took off like never before after that. So there's a growth period here. But yeah, I guess it's a good thing. I do miss it. Is it before your time, the rotary phone? I mean, I still remember dialing. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And you like hit and you miss the digit and you have to like start over. Kids don't
start
know
over.
That
yeah.
Nowadays.
You have to wind it up. Yeah. And then you got the cordless phone and that was like amazing.
You could walk around.
You had the corded phone that you could buy the extension with so you could walk around. And then the cordless phone came out and that was just like the coolest thing ever. And you had to memorize all your phone numbers too. So I was still old enough to, I remember a lot of my friends' phone numbers from growing up. I still remember that. Yeah. Because you had to remember them.
I don't. Yeah, like somebody who asked me, or maybe my wife's phone number for her cell phone, which is the only phone. You know, we don't have a landline anymore. But you know, a lot of those cards where you get a discount, like at the grocery store, it's all under her name. I have to look it up. If I was ever like, you know, needed bail, Glenn, and I needed to call someone. I don't think I can remember anyone's.
Yeah.
I wouldn't remember anyone's number. All right, folks, go check out Glenn, WTWealthManagement.com. And if you're listening back later to the podcast, we'll get it in the show notes there. And Glenn, we'll get you back on next week. Hope you have a great, it looks like a great weekend coming up. So get out there and enjoy.
I'm going to go bask up some sun rays here, right?
Absolutely. All right, Glenn, we'll talk with you real soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, folks, and stick around. We still have Gerald Celente from TrendsJournal.com coming up. TrendsJournal.com, looking forward to that. Don't go anywhere. Hang tight. Back in a minute. All right, I'm going to go over a bunch of the week's news items. You may have missed some of these. I got a few new ones in here, I believe, as well. And stick around, because next segment, we're going to have the publisher of the Trends Journal, TrendsJournal.com, Gerald Celente, making his monthly appearance with us. Inflation will be a big topic, but we've got a lot of other directions to go, so stick around for that. Let's see, this week, Lots of good bills actually made it to the governor's desk, or made it out of the governor's desk, I should say, and were signed. And we've covered quite a few of these. And if you've got any comments on any of these, love to hear from you. I'll include them maybe later in this show, but most likely next week. But don't hesitate to comment anytime. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. You can also chime in on the Just Wireless listener line, 877-971-3971. Civil asset forfeiture. Talked about that one yesterday with Representative Travis Grantham, and actually we'll have some of that interview during the 5 o'clock hour if you missed that. Plus, as always with all my interviews and all of our shows, their podcast up at talkwithjeff.com. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please, please, please go there, click on how to listen, click on subscribe to the your favorite, your podcast provider of whichever one you listen to. So I appreciate that. But no, Governor Doug Ducey signed House Bill 2810, obviously, like I said, sponsored by Representative Travis Grantham. Basically, the government's got to obtain, I got this from Goldwater Institute, got to obtain a criminal conviction before, this makes sense. I can't believe this was around for so many decades. They have to get a criminal conviction before taking private property under civil asset forfeiture. What's the problem with this? You've got the property. You think that this person is a drug kingpin or whatever. Okay, you go prove it in court. Should be pretty easy, or not. You prove it in court, then you get to take the assets under civil asset forfeiture. You can't prove that, or you never want to take this to court. Well, you don't get to keep that. And there's been so many abuses of this. So I'm very happy, because this is something I've pushed really hard for on this program, and the folks at Goldwater Institute, among many others, to get this reformed. And I think Arizona joins quite a few other states now that have reformed civil asset forfeiture. And according to Goldwater here, prior to the passage of HB 2810, the government could and oftentimes would seize private property from citizens without the property owner ever being charged. They wouldn't even charge them, let alone convicted of a crime. HB 2810, which the Goldwater Institute had been working on for several years, is a huge win for common sense and justice, and will go a long way to reforming a system long acknowledged as broken. So very good news. And like I said, during the 5 o'clock hour, you'll hear from Representative Travis Grantham if you missed that interview. Another good bill that passed this week, and I think we touched on this yesterday during the program, the telehealth bill was signed, another Goldwater bill. Governor Ducey signed it, first state in the nation to institute telehealth reform. It allows people to get help from their healthcare providers directly on their smartphones, computers, landline phones, et cetera, et cetera. Expands access to medical services for low-income families and really for folks living in rural communities who might not be able to travel a long distance to get this help. And we were talking about this with Glenn Leese last segment. It's a good thing. You can get specialists maybe that a small community wouldn't be able to have. There's not enough clients or need in a small community. But if you have a telehealth option, well, you can tap into that network. And it's an industry of scale, I guess you'd say. And more clients, more patients, I guess, are available. So telehealth bill signed into law should be, hopefully this will be a national model here. Let's hit on another one here. Looking at some of the biggest news items of the week that we've hit on. If you got an email on any, a comment on any of these, please email talkwithjeff@icloud.com or the Just Wireless listener line, 877-971-3971. Well, the TSA is one that wasn't good news this week. TSA has extended the face mask requirement until September. This is from the Daily Wire. TSA extended the face mask requirement, which was set to expire in mid-May, for several more months, citing the need for travelers to continue minimizing the spread of coronavirus. Under the TSA's face mask requirement, travelers over the age of two, which, man, that would be rough, over the age of two have to wear the face mask, required to wear the face mask at airports, onboard airplanes, and over the road buses, commuter buses, and rail systems. Man, I haven't flown since COVID. I've done some big road trips, but you know, and I've flown a lot. I mean, we've been all over the place, but I don't want to deal with it. I know a lot of you have flown, and I've talked to a lot of people, but who have flown, but I couldn't imagine you have like just a 2-year-old, right? I just couldn't imagine. Some kids will be great with it, but it's hard enough to get a kid on a plane and not be a spaz for 5 hours or however long you're flying. I just couldn't imagine trying to get that face mask and keep it on a kid. And we've seen some sad instances where people were kicked off planes because they couldn't keep it on the kid because it's a 2-year-old. So anyway, it's extended till September, it looks like. I updated this. I mean, I'm glad that I'm now allowed to take my whole family. We learned about this earlier in the week. To my daughter Isabel's graduation, big life, graduating high school, big life achievement here. And we were getting ready to draw straws of which kid doesn't get to go or gets to go or whatever. But now they're allowing 4 guests. So I guess that's good news. I can bring my immediate family, but still grandma and grandpa can't go, and et cetera, et cetera. And I have to wear a mask outside, despite the studies that say wearing a mask outside is idiotic. But here we go. I have to keep, I'll put it around my chin like most people do, right? Just so we can keep the facade going here. New hospital. So another one for you. We talked about with Mark Howard on the program on Tuesday. Again, podcasts are available at talkwithjeff.com and click on subscribe, please. Really appreciate that. New hospital potentially in Flagstaff. They're talking about moving what's called Hospital Hill, the hospital center, which is just outside of downtown Flagstaff. Talk about moving it out by the airport, the Pulliam Airport there. $750+ million projects, 190 acres. It's going to be a huge project. It's going to take quite a few years. So we'll see what happens there. Big regional hub for medical going on right there. Executive order happened this week requiring that you actually look for a job. Governor Ducey signed this, I believe it was on Monday. I think we talked about that. Yeah, we talked about that with Glenn as well last segment. So I won't take too much time on this, but you got to actually like look for a job. Imagine that. You got to be actively looking for a job to keep your unemployment. I've been saying this all week. Take it a step further. Not just looking for a job. You have to accept jobs. There's so many jobs out there. You all see it. People cannot find employees. It is a tight job market. They're offering bonuses, incentives. What did Glenn say last segment? $50 McDonald's just to apply. This was like in Florida or somewhere. But there's places, there was a restaurant group in Prescott area that was offering a community college to people to come work at their restaurant. So there's no need to keep this going. If you get unemployment, okay, but you got to get a job. You got to take a job until you find something that's more in your field. That's fine. You go deliver pizzas in the meantime. What is this? I mean, come on. Give me a break here. Another big item here. This is probably the last one we have time for until we get to Gerald Celente next segment from trendsjournal.com. Federal judge in D.C., we talked about this yesterday on the program with Jerry Nabors, former mayor of Flagstaff. Federal judge ruled against the eviction moratorium. Third judge to do so, but this time he vacated the CDC order and said that this thing is just junk. No way it is. And I've been saying this for a year. No way this is constitutional. Federal judge agrees with that. But unlike past judgments, which they said it's unconstitutional and let it keep going, this guy vacated and said, this can't happen. And but now what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing, and I haven't seen that he's actually filed yet, is that the Biden administration is going to file that they keep this going while they appeal it. And this thing will be appealed all the way to the Supreme Court. Makes no sense. They use the excuse of should be kicked out right now because of COVID, because they're going to spread COVID. But you can get on a plane. They're talking about bringing cruise ships back, opening up everything. Everything's been opening up. The excuse doesn't hold anymore. And when are you going to rip that Band-Aid off? There's no better time than, I guess, when employers are looking for a bunch of employees than to do it right now. All right, folks, love your thoughts. Go ahead and chime in. Send me an email, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. And we're going to come back with Gerald Celente of the Trends Journal. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere. Back in a minute. All right. right, folks, welcome back. Jeff Horvitz here. And as always, comments are always welcome. The Just Wireless listener line, 877-971-3971. Also, email talkwithjeff@icloud.com. And you probably have comments on this next topic. I don't know. I've been talking about this for years. And you pump trillions of dollars in, and yeah, you're going to get inflation. And you can see it in the faces of people when they're checking out at the checkout line, and they'll comment too, hey, I can't believe it's costing this much. And it's obvious this was going to happen, but it seems like even some of the should we call them mainstream, some of the mainstream's catching on that inflation's kicking in. And Gerald Celente joins us, publisher of the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. Putting out a superb magazine every week, Gerald, with, 100-plus pages. You've been warning about inflation for a long time. Well, it's here, right? Even if the government numbers don't say it, we know it. We see it.
No. If the government says it's not there, it's not there.
Yeah.
How dare you think for yourself?
Banned. I'm probably banned again.
No. You listen to the government. You do what you're told. Yeah. This isn't America anymore. There's no freedom. You're not allowed to think for yourself. Oh, you know those home prices that went up only 17.2% since March of 2020 to March of 2021? They're not included in the consumer price index. So forget about it. You know, we're not going to, you know, they have on the Cartoon News Network, CNN, on their website, they have this story about John F. Kennedy's letters that are being auctioned to his Swedish mistress back in 1956, right?
Okay.
So they have copies of these letters here and the postage in the front. To mail to Sweden, right? 12 cents.
Oh, my God.
He has 2 6-cent stamps on there. Inflation? Are you kidding? This is going through the roof.
Yeah.
Everybody in the real world knows how bad it is. And it's only going to continue to get worse. We saw that the fraud, and I say this is a fraud because our freedom has been stolen from us. The banksters are running the show. All you have to do is look at who our U.S. Treasury Secretary is. All you hear is, oh, isn't it great? It's a woman. You know, I could care if it's a woman, black, white, green, yellow. I just give me the best person. No, we're going to take the person that was the head of the Federal Reserve. And it's not federal. That's a lying word they use for the stupid people that believe the crap they keep shoving down our throat. It's a private banking system. That is now our Treasury Secretary. She came out a couple of days ago and started warning about inflation and that interest rates are going to go up. I didn't mean what I said when I said it, but now I'm backtracking because I'm a liar and I'm going to make believe I never said that before. They know how bad this thing is.
Yeah.
Once inflation goes up, the markets are going to crash big time because they've just pumped all this cheap money in there to keep the Ponzi scheme going.
It's like a party, and you're going to have to pay for it with a severe, what term should I use, hangover here at some point. Because, look, Gerald, I think people are feeling good right now, and I think, let me get your take on this. You should run with this and prepare. You should take this time because I didn't think we were going to have this when everything hit back in March and everything started tanking. I thought we were in for a long correction, but they juiced it back up. Would that be good advice for folks? Get your house in order right now.
Look, you better prepare for the worst times ahead. I'm in this business 41 years. You know my books, Trend Tracking, Trends 2000, international best-selling of the Trends 2000, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine, Trend Tracking, you know, international books. My magazine, a weekly magazine, I'll put my track record up against anybody's. And I'm not saying that in a bragging way. Show me what you've written. Show me what you have.
Yeah.
I see the future, and it's hell on earth. What they have done to this country and how they've destroyed it is unimaginable. Look at all these. Now they're talking about another $4 trillion dumping into the system. Where are you getting the money from? And, oh, that's why interest rates can't go up, because they're going to try to keep them down, but they're going to have to raise them with inflation because now your debt burden gets bigger as interest rates keep going up. Oh, and by the way, all of us little people out there, back when I was a kid, and I know this is going to shock people. They used to have a thing called savings accounts. You used to put your money in the bank and you used to get interest on it. Now you get nothing because they want you to gamble in the equity markets. So now when interest rates go up and the money junkies can't get free money anymore, that's when the markets are going to crash. And I believe you're going to start seeing interest rates. They're going to hit as high as 2%, the overnight, the Fed rate.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, this whole thing goes down.
And folks, talking with Gerald Celente, trendsjournal.com. Gerald, I poured some concrete last week, and first of all, it's $150 a yard, which is way up. But then I had to buy the 2x4s for the forms because my old ones were just too warped. My dad and I met at one of the places. It went up $1 in one night for 2x4s. And keep in mind, I mean, this, you could get them for $2.50 a year ago. Now they're what, $6, $7, $8, $9, whatever, depending on where you're at. It's gone up tremendously, but I'm noticing the shortages also. Back to the concrete pouring. I couldn't find expansion joint, which is like the cushion between new concrete and old concrete, right? So it doesn't pop up. I had to rip down some foam and make my own thing. It's shortages. So, and I had George Gammon on earlier in the week.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah. And we were talking about the, I'm making more money because people are making more money, but my quality of life, I'm not able to get some of the basic stuff, things.
Yeah, no, look. The average, according to the American Builders Association, the average home, just in lumber, now costs, you ready?
Yeah.
$39,000 more, just in lumber. But you go back.
Wait. $39,000 more?
$39,000 extra.
Oh my gosh!
Just in lumber, that's how much it's gone up for the average home. You go back to our Trends Journal, March 3rd. It was $24,000.
Wow.
That's how much it's gone up just since March 3rd, what, 40 days, 50, 45-something days.
Yeah.
No, this is unprecedented. And then you have to look at, you know, where oil prices are going. And a big one to look at also is copper. Copper right now is at an all-time high. And copper is used in everything. They call it Dr. Copper, by the way, because it's used in high tech to heavy industry. So that tells you where it's going. And so this is off the roof. But again, you know, it's being – they're cooking the numbers for two reasons. Reason number one, they don't want to raise interest rates. We just saw the screaming lying yelling, our Treasury Secretary – former head of the Bankster Corporation, telling us earlier this week interest rates were going to go up and inflation was going up and backtracking. They're lying because, again, number one, they don't want the markets to go down. And number two, they lie about inflation so that they don't have to pay we the people who are on Social Security more money because it's put to the consumer price index.
Yeah. And back to your savings comments. I mean, it used to be you save the money and you save for the rainy day, you save for retirement. But now if you do that, you're losing through that stealth tax, that inflation tax. And you think about the people who saved for the rainy day.
Where do you put your money?
Exactly. That's a good point. I had a buddy of mine who just sold a property and he's like, I probably shouldn't have done it because where do I put it? A higher priced property. And I'm in real estate as well. And I'm like, well, what do you do here? Because property values have gone up a bunch. I don't know what, I'm sure it's a lot in Kingston there in New York.
Oh,
yeah. It's
Kingston went up. Kingston went up the most according to Bloomberg than anywhere else in the country. We're 90 miles from New York City.
Yeah.
We're on the Hudson River, the foothills of the Catskills. It's a beautiful place. The third Dutch settlement. More pre-Revolutionary War buildings than anywhere else in the country.
Yeah, your buildings.
They're flooding up here.
Yeah.
And I'm a guy born in the Bronx, right? So now I'm out in my buildings over here, and I talk to people. And I go, where are you from? And they go, we're from New York. In the old days, I would have said, who the F you're talking to? You know, that's the attitude that's coming up here.
Yeah.
They're flooding up here. And talking about real estate, you're going to see a commercial real estate bust like we've never seen before.
Yeah, it's.
You look at New York City, the office occupancy rate, you ready? 16%. 16%. Do you know all the businesses that depend on commuters? And it's not going to, it'll come back. No, it won't, because you think, I want to, the commuters want to travel an hour and a half each way on the LIE, and that's everywhere. So now, look, I'll work home from 2 or 3 days a week. Yeah. Okay. No, all right, now we're going to cut back on our rentals, on the office space we're taking. So now that's one after another. You're going to see a commercial real estate bust unparalleled in modern history.
It's a domino effect. And you think about the hot dog vendor, the pizza person, the bagel person, yep. Wherever, the coffee place. Although, I gotta be honest with you, here in Arizona, the coffee lines are off the chart. I drive by these places and I'm like, oh my God, that many people buying $5 coffee. But I guess it's a sign of the times. Okay. So you're there in New York. We've talked about this in the past, Gerald, and folks, Gerald Celente is with us, trendsjournal.com. Check it out. Great weekly publication, looking at trends in just about everything around the country and around the world. You're fighting. Look, I have a tinge of optimism because I do see that tireless, what do you call it? Tireless minority from Adam's quote. I think you cite that quite a bit. I do see people standing up. They're fed up, especially a lot of states like Florida, New York, even Arizona to a degree. They're fed
up.
Not New York, but you're trying. Nah. You got a big rally coming.
Oh, I'm fighting. Oh yeah.
Yeah. What's your rally? Talk about that.
Go to OccupyPeace.com. OccupyPeace.com. And we're having a rally on May 29th, and it's to unite for freedom, peace, and justice. And those three things have been taken away from us. Occupy Peace is about we're ending the Afghan war. Great job. Terrific, man. Wonderful. You're terrific. It only cost about several trillion dollars, that and the Iraq war. Wonderful job. I want to bring home all the troops. What do we have, 800 bases overseas? What the hell are we doing over there? Secure the homeland. Do a work projects administration like FDR did. Put our troops to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure. Look, you're in the construction business. Do I have to tell you how hard it is to find good help?
Good luck. Every industry is saying that. Restaurants,
all right, so
too.
Now we train these people. We give them skills. They built the Hoover Dam, all the parkways, the highways during the Great Depression. That's what Occupy Peace is. And I honor the founding fathers, George Washington, no foreign entanglements. So that's what we're doing. So it's Occupy Peace to reunite our country for the spirit from which this country was founded upon. I mentioned there's more historic buildings here than anywhere else in the country. I own three of them on the four corners of freedom, and I bought them only for that purpose. 70% of America's Constitution comes from the Constitution that was written in Kingston, New York, when this was the first capital before the British burnt it down. John Jay was the judge over here. One after another, four other Supreme Court judges. So I'm fighting for freedom to be the America that I believe in, that the Bill of Rights says, and the Constitution, not some low-life little slimy girl or boy called a politician.
All right, so it's good. So go, folks, you can go. If you're, I wish I was going there. I'm not going to drive, and I just can't I've done it before, but I can't stomach flying, or else I'd probably zip on out.
I can't either.
It's just, I don't want to do
it. We're having great bands here, music, entertainment. We're having fun. And, I did this one last year on July 4th.
I remember.
Totally against little arrogant Andy Cuomo, born on third base and 38 on a home run governor, who'd be nobody if daddy wasn't Mario. I did this against everybody. I had hundreds of people here, and so I'm fighting for freedom. And I said to little Andy, come down and stop me. Come on down and stop me, man to man. Of course, they didn't come down.
big surprise there. Well, you keep fighting. I mean, I got to be honest with you, out here for Memorial Day, there'll be lots of celebrations. There's lots of towns that have parades and stuff that they're just doing it. And it'll hopefully catch on because it's caught on here and people are done with all of this. When you go into a store, look, you go into a store in one part of the state here, no one's wearing a mask, for example. Another part, my hometown in Flagstaff, for example, it's like 90%. But when you take it off, you see a couple other people do it. So it's leading by example. And that can, what'd you call it, brush fires? That can catch on.
Yep. The quote by Samuel Adams is, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And that's where we're at. Jeff, I've been in this business a lot of years. There's never been a better time than now to change this system and bring freedom back to this country. They just had it again. You know, as you see with our magazine, it's an international magazine. A third of our subscription base, by the way, is overseas because people want to know what's going on and how to prepare or prevail.
Yeah.
They just had an election in Madrid. The woman who won, you know what her slogan was?
What is it?
Freedom.
Yeah, I think it's freedom.
She was totally against the lockdowns. She fought it. They never gave her a shot of winning, and she won big time. The prostitutes, the media whores, they get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. They're just selling one line. And again, I used to be on Oprah, the Today Show, Good Morning America. I've been there. I know who they are. And they are silencing the people of freedom. There's never been a better time for freedom movement than now in America to bring this country back to what the founding fathers fought for.
Absolutely. All right. Keep it up there. And folks, you can go to trendsjournal.com, subscribe to the magazine. And also is there links there to Occupy Peace as well, Gerald?
No, they got to go to OccupyPeace.com. That's okay. A separate one.
OccupyPeace.com, TrendsJournal.com. Gerald Celente, hey, appreciate the updates. Best wishes to you coming up here for your Memorial Day event. And keep putting out the great work. Appreciate the time.
And thank you. Thank you so much for what you do and having me on. Thank you.
All right, folks, and that's it for this hour. Stick around. Some great interviews coming up next. Plus, if you got any comments, love to hear from you. TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. Plus the Just Wireless listener line, 877-971-3971. Do me a favor as well. We're just talking with Gerald, TrendsJournal.com. Go to TalkWithJeff.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Click on how to listen. Subscribe to the podcast. Folks, don't go anywhere. Hang tight. Back in a minute. Folks, Timberline Firearms and Training, they just sent me a message. They have more firearms than they've had in months. They just got a great shipment, and you got to check this out, folks. Go to my friends at Timberline Firearms and Training. They're easy to find. They're just about 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. Like I said, more firearms than they've had in months. You know how hard it's been to get firearms. Go check them out. Timberline Firearms and Training, 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. And while you're out there, you might as well get some training. They have some of the best training programs available in all of Arizona. Whether you're a beginner, which is a lot of you out there, a lot of new beginner firearms owners, or if you're an expert, they've got everything you need for training, and training is absolutely critical. Plus, their indoor shooting range, world-class facility there. It's an awesome place, folks. Plus, accessories, ammunition, and like I said, more firearms than they've had in months. Go check out my friends at Timberline Firearms and Training, 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall.